Hello and welcome to the Parentnet podcast by Focus on the Family Singapore. In each podcast, we'll be tackling questions that parents are asking about family life, parenting, work life, and so much more. So join us on this journey of discovery together.
Hello and welcome to the Parentnet podcast. My name is June and I am your host for this episode. Mother's Day. It's a time where we appreciate the mums and mother figures in our lives. And all this is good and necessary, right? But there might be times in a mother's personal journey where she feels like she's kind of losing her own identity and merging with the lives of her family and children. Is it possible to give all we have to our family and still maintain a distinct identity apart from home? To explore today's topic, I'm really excited to welcome Wan Sin back in our podcast studio. Wan Sin is a stay-home mom of two, and she's also part of our focus team of writers. So welcome back, Wan Sin.
Hi, June. Hi, Ran. Thank you for having me back. It's always a joy to be here and to share about my life as well.
Yes. So maybe to get us started, right, I thought it would be fun to kind of hear you share a little fun fact about yourself.
Sure. So last year, I went on a solo trip to Taiwan early in the year to celebrate my fifth year of staying home. So I joked with my husband that this is my fifth year long service award. And at the 10th year, he used to sponsor me another trip.
Wow, I really love that. Okay, stay home moms out there, here, that's a free tip for you.
Yes, go for it.
Yeah, to help us set the stage for our chat today, I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about the time before you actually became a mum. How would you describe yourself and, you know, what are some of the things that you liked or didn't like?
I think I'm someone who likes a fast-paced kind of living. I like to pack my calendar. I like to be all around doing all sorts of things. I like cooking and I like serving in church, traveling. So my schedule is always packed. And I also like going out for long walks with my friends at night, just to chat, just to go deep into conversations and unwind a bit.
Sounds like such a fulfilling life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm sure motherhood came along and you probably had to adjust, you know, quite a bit of that. So tell us, was there ever a time where you felt as a young mom that you had somehow lost what you once enjoyed to the point where you kind of lost yourself?
In the first year of me becoming a mom, especially a stay-home mom, there was no more career that I could look forward to since I already left my job. So my whole day was catered to my baby's needs. I felt that I was scheduled around my baby rather than me running my own schedule. And that meant that I was homebound a lot because my baby had to be at home with all the feeds and naps. And I was constantly exhausted, hungry and bored. Not that there was nothing to do, but because it's so mundane, everything is the same every day. There was nothing fulfilling. There was no like KPI. So suddenly I felt that sense of loss of my own worth and value. I felt like there was nothing I can achieve anymore except to keep this little baby alive by feeding milk and putting to nap. And every day was just about that. The thing that made me realize that I really couldn't prioritize myself anymore was when I had to eat dinner at 9 p.m. There was one night my husband opened the door and I was there eating a cold packet of chicken rice and tears just streamed down my face because I felt like, since when have I eaten a cold packet of chicken rice at 9 p.m? So it really made me realize that, wow, it's not about me anymore.
Wow, and I kind of compare that to what you shared earlier about what you enjoyed.
Yes.
You know, packing your schedule and doing a lot of things.
Yes.
And now suddenly you're unable to do all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you have to, like you said, work your schedule around your baby's needs.
Yes.
Yeah. And that must have been quite frustrating for you at the time.
It was very suffocating. I felt that I no longer have any rights to make decisions for myself. I couldn't choose what I want to do, when I want to do, how I want to do it. And these are all basic things that I didn't have to think about when I was not a mom yet. So these things hit very hard in the beginning.
And could you share with us how then you managed to get out of that? Whether was it a function of time Or was it something that you had intentionally had to do for yourself?
At that point in time, I came to accept that this was going to be a season to stay for quite a while because the baby really needs such a routine. So I had to brace myself and endure through this entire maybe 3 to 6 months. In between, how I cope was really looking for little things to eat that make me really happy. So for example, snacking on one tub of chocolate ice cream. It was not the healthiest, but it was indulgence. And it really gave me like that little bit of motivation to keep pushing through, especially the 2-3 a.m. feed, the cries, the non-stop caring. It's all these little things that I still enjoy. Maybe it's not at the time that I want it, but eating ice cream at 1 a.m. or like coming down at 3 a.m. and ordering Macs. It works.
Right. So it sounds like the little treats, the little indulgences that you allowed yourself actually helped you to find the strength and motivation to carry on with your role and responsibilities as a mom.
Yes. I felt that these are really important because these are ways that we learn to prioritize ourselves and be flexible about how we can do it. Because things have changed, we cannot stick to the old ways, but we need to find new ways to still let ourselves feel important.
Perhaps I will zoom out a little bit from your personal experience to perhaps what you think how society actually views motherhood and allows a space for mothers to define what kind of mom they want to be. Do you feel that we have come some way in this area?
I think I really appreciate how the government has opened up more flexible working arrangement so that moms can go back to work and still try to manage whatever responsibilities they have at home. I think this is very important so that moms do not have to forsake their career just because they become a mom. And they are also more understanding if moms have to take urgent leave because their children are sick and they need to attend to family affairs. So I felt that this was a very good step to start to let moms feel more appreciated and seen at the workplace.
Yet at the same time, there are other moms like you, right, who have chosen to step out of their career for a season.
Yes.
Do you sometimes feel a certain kind of pressure or expectation that perhaps family or friends place on you? That, you know, oh, when are you going to go back to work? Or what are you doing with your life? You know, these kinds of questions that may pop up.
Yes, so actually recently I've been getting a lot of these questions because my kids are getting older. So people have been asking me, so do you plan to return to the workforce? As of now, I don't have any plans yet. But as a stay-at-home mom, the struggle comes when we have to manage the finances. Because there's only one single stream of income, but it's a whole family that we have to feed. The guilt is definitely there when times are getting a bit tougher these days with all the increase in cost of living. So sometimes in the back of my mind, I also wondered, is it time for me to go back to work to contribute a bit more to the family income? But I think this is really up to individual families to discuss and plan out what is the best arrangement for the family.
So, yeah, for sure. Like you said, we have to think in terms of seasons, right?
Yes.
The minute you become a mom, you become a parent, there are certain things that you can pursue, but perhaps not all at the same time.
Yes.
And right now, when your kids are still young, you know, you have chosen that this is going to be your priority. This is going to be your main work,
yes.
I guess. Right? So in this journey of being a stay-at-home mom, have you had to work through your own expectations on yourself?
Definitely. Especially with the exposure to social media these days. When I first became a stay-at-home mom, I followed all the stay-at-home mom accounts. And the things that they post are overly positive and really ideal. So it made me have that sort of expectation on myself that I need to have it all together. My house needs to look like a house. My children need to eat well. They need to sleep well. I need to be able to be there for the family, juggling everything all at once and making sure things are going. So that was a really heavy weight on me as a first-time mom because I couldn't reconcile what is happening in reality, all the mess, all the meltdown, the crying with what I see online. And I just try to keep pushing myself towards that direction and try to make it happen. But in reality, it's just not going to happen. I struggled with that for quite a while, and I had a lot of self-blame until I took a step back and I come to realize that I don't need to build an ideal household, but I want my family to be happy and to feel safe with me. I do not want to end up scolding them every single day just because they are not like performing up to standard from what I see online. So that was when I learned to take a step back.
I think that's such a good point that you raise. When we as moms look at our social media feed, whether we are staying home or whether we are working part-time, full-time, whatever permutation it might be, right? There are always so many people that we can start to compare our own lives with. Yes. And sometimes, more often than not, actually, it becomes quite unhealthy because we then hold all these like, oh, you know, if I'm staying home, I need to be like doing craft with my kids all day long. I need to be reading books to them every hour on the hour, you know, and they need to be eating their vegetables every mealtime and things like that, right? We sort of internalize all these expectations that other people may not have had ill intentions, right? They may have been posting their highlights of the day,
yes,
right? But then we then kind of take it as, oh, that's how other people's lives look like and how come mine looks so different?
Yes. Yeah.
There's so much adjustment that we need to make as moms. There's so much tempering of our own expectations and yes, accepting that our own individual journey is just going to be different.
And different doesn't mean it's bad. I feel like this is something that needs to be spoken louder because everyone is just trying to follow a certain trend. How family should look, how motherhood should look, but we are just different. Mm. Our children are different. The way we think and we act are all different. Mm. But it doesn't mean that we are doing the wrong things.
Mm.
We're just trying to find what is best and what works for our own family. Mm. And having children thrive in an environment that they feel safe and happy, I felt that that's the definition of successful motherhood.
Wow, well said. I wonder when you look back at your journey, right? I think you've been staying home, as you mentioned, for about 5 years plus now. In what ways do you feel you have grown as a person since becoming a mother?
I think I learned to take better care of myself. I learned to slow down and take breaks when I need to. I learned to take care of my own mental health, my own emotional health. I learned to be disciplined in my time and not let myself idle time away and then the list piles with a lot of things to do. I also learned to slow down and be present. In the past, I felt that living the fast-paced life was exciting. But even now, when I slow down, things are still exciting and beautiful in a different way. And I'm starting to enjoy it. I'm starting to love the little moments. And coming to accept that motherhood is definitely very hard. There's no shortcut. There is no easy way out. But as hard as it gets, it is equally rewarding.
Yes, indeed. As you said, all the things that you have learned along the way and the little stories of growth that you've seen in yourself really makes it such a rewarding and enriching journey. So thank you for sharing your personal stories and takeaways from motherhood with us. Now, sometimes the things that people say and do, especially those close to us, can make an impact on how we feel about ourselves and also about motherhood. I'm wondering, can you think of one negative and one positive thing that other people have said and also share with us how you dealt with it?
So there was this time when my boy was really young. We were at the coffee shop eating. He wasn't cooperating and he kept crying. So this auntie came up to me and she said, "Why are you not managing your child? Why are you letting your child cry?"
Ouch.
And I was like, "I'm trying. Can't you see? I'm trying to pacify him and find out what's wrong. He's very young. He can't really talk." And then she went on around to the other auntie, the table of auntie, and she started gossiping about me very loudly in front of me. Like, "Look at her. She can't manage her child."
Wow, this is a complete stranger.
Complete stranger. I do not know her at all. And I just stared at her. I was about to cry. I felt so hurt. I told my hubby, "Let's go. We're not eating anymore. Let's go now. Let's leave now. I don't need to hear this now." So I left. And after that, when I reflected, I'm glad I left because I do not have to subject myself to what she's saying.
Yes.
Totally. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know my child. She has no right or position to comment on me or my parenting. So It was through this incident that I learned how to draw boundaries with strangers, even though some of them might have good intentions to want to try to help, but they are strangers after all.
Mm.
So I learned to draw the line and keep myself and my family safe from all these comments because they just stir emotions that are unnecessary.
Mm, that's a helpful tip. I'm glad you did that.
I'm glad too.
And any positive experiences as well?
So I have this one friend, when I was struggling, trying to figure out why can't I achieve this, why can't I achieve that as a mom, she came and told me this, that God gave you this child is because you're the best mom for this child. I felt that that was validating. It was something that I really needed to hear at that time, and it stick with me until now.
Mm.
At times when I feel like I'm just not winning the day, I'm just not getting things right this entire week, I'll remind myself, I'm the best mom for my boys. I'm the best mom who can take care of them, who can provide for them, who can nurture them.
Mm.
And I pick myself up and I go again. I think sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that one day or 2 days of not getting things right doesn't mean we are bad mothers.
That's
we
right.
all have that.
Yeah.
And we just need to let it go, breathe a bit, eat something nice, and then let's go again.
Yes, get that chocolate ice cream that you've been craving
That's
for.
That's right. Go for the whole pint.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that negative and then positive example. I think it's so relatable, you know, as moms or even dads, right, that sometimes the things people say or do around us can really affect our moods and can really affect our sense of self-worth, right? And I love how you put that boundary around yourself, how you separated your family from that situation in the first example that you shared. And then the second one where it was so uplifting and encouraging. Right. And then you took it on for yourself as a kind of a mantra, if you like, something to encourage yourself on days where you feel like you're not winning this parenthood thing.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing your unique stories with us. And I can really see how you have journeyed and persevered on, you know, for the love of your family, for the love of your kids. So I'm sure out there, there are other moms who are going through their own unique struggles and challenges, right? But I hope and I believe your experience and stories will be a word of encouragement to many moms tuning in. So before we let you go, perhaps could you share with us, what might you say to yourself just before you became a mom?
I think I'll assure myself that motherhood is redemptive and it heals. Motherhood heals the wounds that come from the past trauma and upbringing that is common in Asian families. And it also gives us another chance to redeem the next generation. And when we go through that process, it is empowering and it is such a beautiful journey. So I would tell myself to learn to enjoy the process, embrace the process, and just taste the sweetness and goodness of it at the end of it.
So inspiring, Wansin. Thank you so much.
Thank you for spending time with us.
Yes. To our listeners out there, we trust you have enjoyed this episode and have been inspired by it as well. So do share this with a friend who might benefit from Wansin's story. For more parenting resources, do visit our website at family.org.sg. Or you can also subscribe to our monthly newsletter at family.org.sg/subscribe. Do keep tuning in to the Parenet podcast to learn and grow in your parenting journey.